In a sense, it had at times the same type of radiation, but it was not created by humans. You understand the difference?
Andrew, yes, I understand.
All right, so this is a unique event in the history of humanity?
Tom, it is the first time upon your planet Earth that it has been populated by so many, that there has been a form of communication with which I'll know information instantaneously. And it is the first time with generations of beings encapsulated in negative thinking, but also the first time that there are so many of those who exist in service to planet Earth, working diligently to stop destruction, and to permit Earth's evolution as it should have been in the past.
Andrew. Now let us assume, as one of the possibilities, that there will be no serious use of nuclear weapons. Does this mean that natural catastrophes will still go ahead as a natural course of destructive events?
Tom, again we will attempt to explain. If fear is instilled, then it creates an energy that may bring that into being. But if there is enough positive belief in the future, then you humans also may relieve the pressure across your planet and release it slowly, so that there is not a need to have that amount of destruction. It will not be possible in every instant to eliminate all destruction, as it is nowadays that there are earthquakes and eccentricity. But it may be partly negated by relieving pressure across your planet Earth.
Andrew, I was wondering how we could ever get rid of the threat of nuclear weapons, and obviously a nice way would be to dematerialize them and dump them in some black hole in space, but obviously,
Tom, man would then create more.
Andrew, so that's not a real lesson.
Okay.
Tom, when the nuclear threat affects them directly, people of all nations then may suddenly come to awareness. Only people can change people.
We cannot change people.
Removing their toys does not change them.
Andrew, yes.
Is this why you allow the invention, the development, and the production of nuclear weapons to go ahead?
Tom, it was not like that.
Let us explain to you. It has great value, this invention. It is what your peoples do with it. That is their path, their choice. They have choices, free will to choose from one extreme to the other within their limitations. You understand that?
Andrew, yes, I understand.
Miki, what sort of use of nuclear technology has great value?
Tom, that for generating energies for developing of countries, for a non-destruction situation.
It is also possible for transportation in the universe if handled properly, yes.
Andrew, one problem is the peace process in the world. As you know, some small steps have been made in the nuclear field, with a treaty between the USSR and the USA. It was 1988.
Where can you see the next leverage exerted on the peace process?
Tom, in the nation of Israel.
Andrew, this is the primary focus?
Tom, yes.
As you know, there is the attempt to establish the nation of Palestine in its own environment.
Andrew, yes, I've been following that process.
Tom, then you know also that the most extreme people in both the nation of Israel and the nation of Ishmael will attempt a conflicting division. What is of the greatest importance is the intervention by Soviet Russia and the United States of the America to make it extremely clear to extremists that if either people permits its extremists to continue, then they will begin to intervene. Then the government of Israel will have the necessity of understanding its limitations and preventing the most extreme, and the Arafat, Yasser Arafat, will also have the need to stop the destruction.
Yes.
John? Would you say something about what has gone on in the Middle East in the Gulf War?
Tom, this is the beginning of the time of the dissipation of division. It had taken time for the merging of the countries of the Cold War. As the element of division wishes to remain as it is, you now have a similar situation of division in the Crescent. You had a concerted alignment of unity of many nations with purpose, in a focused direction, and this has proven to the world that it can create a vehicle to bring about order on planet Earth that is beneficial to all humankind. What must be exercised at this time is the strength of momentum to follow through and not to have discouragement. For there will be those that will attempt to utilize the situation for their own purpose. But in unity, planet Earth has proven that it can unify against what is not of benefit for humankind. In the following transmission, it becomes apparent that an important change has occurred in the aftermath of the Gulf War, as seen from the perspective of the Nine. This conversation, from 1991, does not benefit from the hindsight that we now have. John, was the Gulf War, 1991, in fact the final physical manifestation on the lower planes of the Battle of Armageddon? It seemed to have so many of those lower elements in it. Tom, and continues, yes. It is now important not to let the old maintain its momentum in suppression and destruction. There is an element that you should know about which entailed a great debate and consideration by the Council of Nine, and the 24 civilizations, in connection with souls who transitioned, died, because of this great battle. Those of the spirit, working for revolution of planet Earth, have taken them into their bosom, and have taken them away in forwardness, so there is not to be a recycling of those who have undergone transitions. John, you're talking about the 100,000, or more, Iraqis who were killed in the conflict itself, are you? Tom, of all killed in this arena. And we shall continue. John, after January 15, 1991, was the deadline given to Iraq to leave Kuwait before hostilities broke out? Was there any real possibility of resolving this conflict fully without military action? Had it been resolved without military conflict, the military power, the chemical and nuclear weapons, would still have existed, and I cannot see how there can have been peace with those in existence. Tom, it could not have been resolved by other methods, for those in the spheres are in battlement. Therefore it was a case of as above so below. The decision to bring those transitioned souls into light was because of that. It was not possible for it to be a choice on a human level. John, there seems to be another difficulty, because there is some fear that the Shia population of southern Iraq, if they were to gain power, would create another danger. Tom, what you must now understand is that that must not be permitted, as Saddam Hussein was not permitted. Therefore you must meditate for the United Allies to remain united. Also you must now understand that those of Ishmael will attempt to overwhelm the nation Israel, not in violence, for they know that will not be permitted, but in wiliness. That also must not be permitted, for all peoples have a place in the world, that will help them manifest their uniqueness on all planet Earth. John, personally, I feel quite supportive towards the Kurdish people. Can you say anything about them? Tom, they were one in more senses than one. They are straightforward, not devious. As each of these representatives of different civilizations, who have manifested upon planet Earth, are attempting to maintain their legitimacy. It is a part of the great mosaic of planet Earth. John, you're saying that the different races in the region represent different civilizations? Tom, yes. Not of the 24, but others. As it is in Yugoslavia, yes. And in others. Do you understand? John, yes. Now, there is a great problem in the Soviet Union, 1991. And Mr. Gorbachev, who seemed to be doing a good job, now seems to be in difficulty. Can you say anything? Tom, you will meditate for him, but keep this in your memory. While the world was focusing upon the Hussein, the supportive energy was not directed to him. Now you must include him to help him again to maintain stability and balance. John, about the Middle East. The environmental disaster brought about by the continuing oil well fires there. Is there a real danger here? Means Gulf War 1991. Tom, there are many dangers. Remember, it will affect your entire planet, not only the crescent, and it will also bring into being a world order of rules and regulations. For in its vastness humankind must have order created, to abide by a civilized method. Your planet Earth no longer is a planet that has but a few million humans. It is no longer a planet that in order to see the other side one must incarnate. It is now a very small planet and must be treated as one skin. So out of this chaotic situation will also come the order of environment, and another benefit also. Those who support the environment also at times become dictatorial. So balance will be brought. Begin as much as possible to foster the elimination of those products that also bring other forms of environmental destruction. John, Yes. It seems that the act of destruction of those oil wells at the last minute was such an act of blatant evil, that out of the ultimate bad could come the ultimate good for the environment. Tom, that is exact correctness, provided it is directed, meditated and kept in the mind, that out of that must come order. You understand the opposition is still in force.
John,
yes.
Recognizing that there is a connection between the macrocosm and the microcosm, I feel that human unity, during the course of this difficult period, has taken a battering. I think that there has been some damage to the collective solidarity which grew in 1988 and 1989.
Tom, this is a truism.
What is important in these times is setting aside one's own self and becoming a unity. If one is not able to do that, then there must be consideration of ways of creating more understanding. There must be great consideration. It is a simple law, and that is the golden law.
John,
do unto others,
Tom, as you would wish be done to you. And take into consideration all cultures, all personalities, and remove the egos. Become a true selfless individual or nation in times of need for planet Earth, in unity and togetherness. Know this. All the civilizations that are in conjunction with the 24 are in readiness to help. It is time now for humankind to reduce competition with each other and to emerge as one unit of joy. That will take time, effort and love. Most importantly, it is based on trust, the trust that there are in the universe those beings that are there to help you, as also is the unknown God. It is important to know that you must trust, you will be directed. Also at all levels of consciousness you must trust yourself. Recognize the importance of understanding this and the necessity for generating this trust about yourself. It would be foolish of us to tell you that all that exists on planet Earth are equal, for that is not true with one exception. You are all equal in that you come from the same source. In the manifestation of your physicalness, however, there must be those who are leaders and who bring out the best in others. For there are those who wish to be led, and to attempt to force them to be leaders when they do not have the environmental, physical, emotional or mental faculties to do so, puts them in a detrimental situation. Therefore you humans must support each other, love each other, have respect, but be aware of those elements of humankind that are not in the highest state of evolution. They serve their purpose also. This does not mean that some are special and some are not. The next transmission returned to the problem of peace between the Hoovids and the Ishmaels. Harriet, I'd like to thank you so very much for all your love and protection during this past Gulf War for the Allies, and for the nation of Israel.
Tom, that is for all nations.
Yes.
Harriet, I'd like to ask you if you can give an idea of where the nation of Israel, together with the nation of Ishmael, stand in relation to coming closer to touching hands and making peace with each other?
Tom, when a peace is made within, then it is possible for extension of peace without. What is important is this understanding, and we wish each of you to open your minds in clarity to hear what we say. It may not be acceptable to some, but there is a functional issue that must be understood, and that is that there are some that function differently to others. There are many cultures from different civilizations, and there are many differences between cultures. And in the process of their choosing, there is necessity for leadership and demonstrable maturity. You must understand this. We speak not of evolutionary level amongst leaders, we speak of the level of maturity. It is like this, you take a child, and when they do not understand the danger you make a rule, do you not?
John?
Yes.
Tom, you say that you must not pull, yourself from a top roof without a.
John?
A parachute.
Laughter.
Tom,
an umbrella.
John,
no,
an umbrella doesn't help much.
We know what you mean,
a parachute.
Laughter.
Tom, you will understand that the nation of Ishmael is at times childish, which it is necessary to bring them through. However, this does not make them less than the nation of Israel, do you understand?
John and Harriet,
yes.
Tom, it is important that you understand that. It does not mean that they are not as evolved, it means that that is the point of their choosing at this time. We speak now only of the masses. You see, if you permit a child to do as it wishes, It gets in confusion and does not know its safety arena. Then when you tell to that child you must not do that, it knows then that it is within the boundaries of safety, and that it is being looked after. Therefore when there is a nation that does not have limits or guidance for the betterment of all nations, it is like a free radical cell. Is that not so? When radical cells go wild in the body, do they not create a situation of devastation? Therefore, with the nations of planet Earth, what is important is to create guidelines to prevent them from hurting self, and to remove from them the ability to hurt others. This then brings them to a peaceful solution and takes away from them that ability to damage all, but what it also does for them is give to them a great relief, so they do not have to perpetuate what they think is their manliness. You must include also the understanding that the nation of Israel, in past conflicts, has now learned that by not retaliating, they have grown in stature, not only in the world but in self. Therefore by taking away from those of Ishmael this ability, then it becomes their way, and they too will grow in stature. You do not give to a child the permission to stand in the middle of your most dangerous roadway and hope it will survive. John, true. Tom, therefore you put great barriers to stop it. Is that not so? Israel and John, yes. Tom, when that is understood, and when opportunities for those emotional disturbances that keep people in bondage are taken away, the problem will begin to be relieved, and then they may begin negotiations. Remember this, the people of the nation of Ishmael are very much like children, so today they love you and tomorrow they do not. This makes them not less, you must understand that. Lark, now, the Americans are very much involved in that peace process, and they don't look very mature to me either. It was 1991. Tom, that is your way of viewing. You see? Each culture has its own way. If the nation of USA did not stand in steadfastness, then at this time there would be a conflict that could not end. What is the greatest importance is the understanding that there are differences in all nations, and it is that mosaic that creates your earth, and in each nation there must be understanding without condemnation of others. That is the important achievement to make. When also there is unity and holdfastness among all that are what you call civilized, not permitting others to disrupt other nations, then those children learn by example and by understanding, that they are not permitted to destroy themselves. When a child begins to understand that you care enough for it not to permit it to destroy itself, then it begins to feel safe with you. This next transmission was given to a group of meditators in March 1991. Tom, now we are moving into the period that begins the solidification and cleansing. In times past, souls upon your planet Earth refused to leave it, and through your conflicts continued to recycle, as you recycle your trees. Your recycled trees have usefulness, but the soul recycling of humankind does not create usefulness, but creates a bottlenecking of forwardness. You now have come to this time in which those who now make the transition, we speak of those who do not fulfill what they have come to fulfill, those who make transition, die, in accidents and in war, those that create their own transition either deliberately or accidentally, those live now in a different realm. Souls who have now transitionalized from the recent Gulf War and from accidents have now been taken into other, higher evolutionary states for releasing that anger and despair. Therefore there will not come a recycling of souls that have kept planet Earth in bondage. This has come about because of the awakening of humankind to the reality of where they have come to, and the beginning of finding their divinity within. Is that not joyful? Also humankind is now moving forward in increased unification, and in bringing about the ending of conflict and aggression, the world conditions that create the situation of bondage. That does not mean that there is instant change, but change has begun its great movement forward. This is shown by the unification of nations, that now understand that the destruction of one nation is in reality the destruction of others, and the beginning of all destruction. Also that the destruction of vital elements upon your planet Earth affects all. It is a time to be in great joy. There are times when one would feel despair that there is not forwardness. What is necessary now upon your planet Earth is for each of you to understand that you contain within you that element, that cell, that atom, that molecule, that soul part of you that is a part of the creation and the whole, and that you in your evolutionary state of being at this time can create the energies necessary, by yourself and in conjunction with others, to stop further destructiveness. For as in times past it was religion which led planet Earth, and it served its purpose, now it is you, the peoples of planet Earth, that speak. You should be joyful for this and not feel burdened with it, as some of you seem to do. It is not a perfect time, we agree, but it is a time of greatness, and we are in gratefulness to you humans who are positive, for it is necessary for the completion and fulfillment of planet Earth, for us to be in partnership with you. We find great joy in this time, for the youth that are coming to planet Earth in this time, and who have come in the recent past, are coming with a full understanding that they serve a purpose. Those who came and did not understand their purpose, it is now being revealed to them. Most people have been upon planet Earth in times past, in times in which you came for your learning. In this time many people have come to benefit planet Earth in conjunction with us, in service. We bless you for that. Many of you also must understand that you come from higher evolutionist levels, that is not the correct term but we have no language to explain, of other civilizations that work in total peace and harmony with each other, and that have joined with all who are bringing planet Earth to its rightful direction. Know this also, each of you humans contain the essence of what you term a star, and we have not revealed that before. You have existed in all eternity and will continue to exist in all eternity? What is necessary now is to understand that, and the responsibility that goes with it, but it must be understood with joy, not with fear or despair. And it is now time to understand you must not flagellate yourself when you make an error, but move beyond it, and remove and peel off that shell and let another light of yourself come through. You must also understand that when you are in the presence of others, you emanate an energy of light that touches and begins their awakening also. And when you create jello, happiness, laughter, after wobbling jelly, in the universe, you create great energy and the release of what you term darkness, and the removal of that which sticks and holds in darkness. Each of you humans is like a jelly bean. Laughter. Is there a jelly bean? Lark, jelly bean. Tom, is it wobbleness? Lark, it's very sweet too. Tom, then people like you are sweet. Are you not? Yes. It is important for humankind to understand that just because things are the way they are, that is not the only way they can be. It is time for humankind to understand it is the way it is, or perhaps humankind created errors. Yes. It is time for humankind to begin to understand who they are, and it is time for humankind to understand that they affect the universe, that the days of destruction, the days of saying that is their karma must end, for in both cases it is not a responsible way to think. You must also give time in your meditations to the beginning of elimination of human accidents that entrap the soul in a non-functional vehicle. Do you understand? John, well, could you elaborate on that, please? What is it that entraps human beings? Tom, if there be embattlement and one is entrapped in a body that is injured, then that spirit soul becomes very angry. Then it serves not the purpose it wishes. And if there be entrapment in the mind through ingestion, if it be deliberate or accidental, then that mind cannot fulfill its desired function. Do you understand? Then that energy of despair is likened to an out-of-beat note. Do you understand? It then needs special love and energy, so in your meditations all sought to begin the elimination of what causes that. We have confused you now? John, I think you're talking about those people who are damaged either at their own hand or for other reasons sometimes described as karma, and that those problems must be eliminated so that the soul can live its purpose. Tom, yes. And they need help to remove anger, and it must be in your meditation that you wish for this. Yes. John, while we are all here together as a group, would you like to say what meditations you would like us to do together? Tom, we would wish each day, at your time of choosing, for you to be with us for 18 minutes of your time, to bring about the ending of conflict in the crescent, the elimination of the destruction of the environment, especially in the crescent, and the acceleration of the return to a state of well-being. Do you understand? And you will also include the intention of permitting each nation and each group of entity souls, to be allowed to be who they are, without being enforced by a nation that would wish to control them. Then will peace begin to really come to your planet Earth, and it will begin to be the paradise for which it was created. Yes. While there are other meditations in this book for the ecology of the planet, at the time of the Gulf Crisis, Lark had asked this next question. Lark, can you give us specifics about how to solve the environment alteredity with our meditations? What do we visualize? Tom, you visualize all explosive smoke being eliminated quickly. For example, you will visualize the turn-off and suddenness. Also envision a sectioning off of that which pollutes land and water. For humankind in its higher aspect has an ability to create all that is necessary for its rapid elimination. As we have said in the past and will continue to say until humankind is brought to awakening, it is important for humankind to understand its responsibility. It is time for this information and knowledge to be released. For humankind, and all aspects of its religious life, which has not supplied the understanding, is searching for the elements of their beginning and purpose. So with that information being brought forth comes the unlocking of forwardness. 17. Preventing disaster. The main issue here is that we need to recognize our situation on this planet and then assume total individual responsibility for the outcome. The transmissions concerning the Gulf War and its effects are still relevant, for Tom shows us meditation techniques and demonstrates the use of the power of thought for good or ill. Tom, do you understand that if the awakening comes in its own time there is total destruction, and if it comes with acceleration then the world can be saved? Those of you who have visualized acceleration have begun the acceleration. What you must completely and totally understand is your power. When you negate your power and your ability to bring change, then you negate the universe and who you are, and you negate us. So what has begun, this was 1989, is the dedication to begin the process, so it is like a giant cannon that shoots out its bolt, and it is going in great rapidity. Now we do not wish it to fall to earth too quickly, do you understand? But it must continue. And know also that there is more fanaticism now, but that is slowly being dissipated. Yes. John, is it that fanaticism had to come out, to be purged, that it couldn't be suppressed, it had to be released? Tom, the most important thing is for it to be released, for in the suppressing it then grows more violent. Yes. Irene, but isn't it also true that as we move forward, those that oppose, Tom, are moving in forwardness towards you? Yes. Irene, and they are attempting to do whatever they can to maintain the balance on their side. Fanaticism is only one of the tools that they are using. Tom, that is correct. John, concerning the opposition and the rules that govern their behavior, it seems to me that it is almost an arrangement, that if we can get ourselves unified and have clarity of purpose towards the positive, the energy of that unification can bring results and that's something that the opposition have to honor. Is that? Tom, that is correct, John, good. That helps my understanding. Tom, and also to remember that any of your strengths can be used against you, by the opposition. Therefore it is important to be clear with yourself. For example, if there is a problem with ego it is perfectly permissible to say, here is a problem. It is suppressing it that creates the error. When coming to understanding of who you truly are there would be an elation in yourself. Now, if in that elation you begin to be fearful of appearing stupid in the eyes of others, then you will negate the joy in identifying who you truly are. This is how the opposition can use your strength. Therefore accept that it is understandable to be in joyfulness when you come into yourself, identify with it and the feelings of stupidity will disappear. Do not waste your time worrying if you will be considered in error. If you participate in your life correctly you will not be viewed in error. Do you understand? John? Yes. Thank you. Now, at this time, 1985, we feel that there is a negative reaction as well as a positive movement on Earth. What is your assessment? Tom, when there is a movement in forwardness, all that was, wishes to remain as it was. That is an element within a portion of humankind, for fear of not knowing the future, and also not wishing to give up the known factor. Therefore you have that aspect of negativity. You also have the aspect of negativity from those that be in power, that wish to maintain control and manipulation over others on planet Earth.